Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, it was a great sports viewing television weekend. Not even just sports, but if you call the Brady roast sports, add that in. I thought that was sensational. It was really funny, and we'll get to that coming up. But you had you had compelling NBA playoff games. You had two great game sevens in hockey. You had the photo finish at the Derby. Golf tournament came down to the wire, some good baseball. But the one thing that I wanted to pause and talk about was something I saw last night after everything else had ended. I watched the whole Brady roast, which, by the way, it's three hours and 10 minutes long.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my. I mean, I saw so many of the highlights on Twitter last night, and a lot of them were really good. But I was thinking that was going to be like an hour-long event. That's
no,
3 hours?
Dude, it's 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Jeez. Can we get a condensed version?
Well, you kind of do. That's what social media is for. I mean,
yeah.
If you followed on social media, you saw the highlights.
Sure.
But I would say that watching it somewhat live, I was a little behind, but mostly it was a live event on Netflix.
Right.
Watching it that way.
Which is why Dana White was able to take a shot at Netflix on Netflix.
Yes, I guess so. Didn't think about that, but yeah. Watching it that way, it was really fun. It was just, it had its hooks because, hooks in me at least, because Kevin Hart hosted. And I don't know how anybody feels about Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart is really funny, but I also think there's too much Kevin Hart in the world. He's just he's in stupid movies and he's in commercials all the time. It's like less of Kevin Hart is better, but he's really funny, particularly in a setting like this. He was the host of it, and I thought he was great. And I mean,
that's his original wheelhouse, right?
Oh, dude, yeah.
So.
Well, insult comedy, does he do
it? Maybe not insult comedy, but just, but you know, owning the stage and doing stand-up type. Yeah.
Dude, he's legit.
Not just the acting roles and the commercials and whatever. I mean, you tell me Jeff Ross is involved, which he is.
He was, yeah.
I know it's going to be a decent roast. I've seen that guy roast a ton of different people. I even saw him in San Francisco once, and he took volunteers to get roasted from the audience, and so one of my buddies went up and got roasted by Jeff Ross.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Ross is great. He's great at it. And they had all the usual suspects. I mean, it was, all this to say, Kevin Hart comes right over the top, right out of the gate as the host of it, and just starts trashing Brady. And it was like, oh, damn. And so from that point on, there was at least, I didn't count them, I think there were 10, maybe more people that came up to the dais and started ripping on Tom Brady. Probably more than 10.
Yeah,
15.
Someone said like 15.
Yeah, there's maybe like 15. But it was so fun to just, because you didn't know what was, I mean, they didn't put a schedule on there or anything. You didn't know who was next. Some of them were surprised. Some of them were just sitting there. So you didn't, it was really fun to just, okay, who's next? Who's next? Who's next? And before you know it, 3 hours is up and you've watched every one of them. We'll get to that. But and we have some audio of it too, for those that missed it or won't watch it. But have you ever seen so this was after the roast. I'm flipping around. Have a little bourbon in hand, and pretty much everything's over for the night, and I hit Origin Sports. Have you seen the Origin Sports channel?
I've never even heard of it. I probably have it on something, but no, I don't know what that is.
So it's a channel that has popped onto my DirecTV stream channels. So I get I'm a cord cutter, but I get DirecTV stream as quote-unquote cable. It's just
okay.
A lot cheaper.
That's so what your
ESPN and all that
you
is
get
on
their
there.
Programming, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got a bunch of channels on there. One of the new channels is called Origin Sports. And it's oddly fascinating because all it does, is play old football and basketball games. I'm sure there are other sports on there. I haven't checked it enough to find out. Every time I've flipped on it or seen on the guide, it shows it's got old football or basketball games. And then when it goes to breaks, it doesn't even have commercials. It just gives you aerial shots of stadiums all around the country, which is actually mesmerizing in and of itself. So I watched one. I told you guys I watched one a couple weeks ago. It was the Kansas-Syracuse National Championship game in the NCAA tournament when Carmelo Anthony beat Nick Collison and Kirk Heinrich and those guys. And it's a really fun thing to go back and watch, depending on the game, particularly if you've seen the game in the first place, because you have a memory of what happened in that game, but it is nothing like what actually happened in that game. And it's really a fun exercise to go back and watch some of these games, and they're condensed versions of the games, but they show you most of the plays, and you can sit and watch and go, oh my God, I don't remember that happening, or I don't remember that happening, or my God, how bad was that guy? Well, last night they had all that said on the guide was Herbert versus Wisconsin. It was the Rose Bowl from 2020, where Oregon played Wisconsin, and it was the Justin Herbert game where Mario Cristobal finally let him run.
Herbert ran for three touchdowns, is that right?
Three tutties.
Yeah.
Yes, and we all remember that. I remember that. I remember him running for at least two, if not three tutties. Okay. But when you go back and watch that game, first of all, I had to go look it up. Wisconsin, that team had three losses. They were coached by Paul Christ, and their quarterback was a kid by the name of Jack Cohn. Look, I remember vividly watching that Rose Bowl going, man, this is great to win the Rose Bowl. I'm really happy for Oregon. But when you watch it back, you go, oh my God, what a struggle that was. I don't remember any of that from the first time watching it. Herbert's receiver, first of all, watching that game back, Herbert's receivers dropped everything.
They were kind of terrible at the end for him, right?
Everything. And they only had, did you know that Oregon only had, well, no, I'll ask you, how many yards of offense did Oregon have in that game?
Oh, not a lot, because I think.
Ooh. Final score, 28-27.
Total offense? Let's go 286.
204.
Jeez.
Dude, they had Justin Herbert at quarterback.
Yep.
Against Jack Cohn, and Jack Cohn outplayed, well, he didn't outplay, he threw for more yards than Justin Herbert. And here's the other thing. You know how many yards rushing Herbert had in that game?
Because it's, more than he had passing.
It's known as the game where Herbert finally they let him run, and that was finally the difference.
Was it not that many?
He had 29.
He had like one long first down, then a couple touchdown runs, right?
Yeah, he had one long touchdown run for 30.
There you go.
And then he had a 4 and a 5 yard touchdown run, and then maybe some sacks or negative plays. But they had. I mean, it just shouldn't have been that hard. Yet, what I remember about that game is how great that game was, because it really was an exciting game. They had the scoop and score fumble for Brady Breeze.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like, I don't remember it that vividly either, but it's like a good bad game or a bad good game or something like that.
It was a great bad game.
Yeah. It's not like one of those like classic championships where you're watching two of the best like trade haymakers. It's like you're watching two teams try to like plod along and just do a little bit not as bad as the other.
Yeah, I guess and you guys being Duck fans maybe remember this better than I do. I don't remember Oregon's offense being that bad. I mean, I knew that the we'd been talking about, you know, Cristobal and who's the offensive coordinator? Was it Arroyo at that time? And them kind of holding Justin Herbert back. And now looking at Justin Herbert in the NFL, you go, oh my God, like, how did they not let that guy sling it all over the field? Well, he kind of did. His receivers were terrible. They were dropping everything. And Cristobal, his philosophy was, you know, sort of ground and pound and he's very conservative. So it wasn't the best fit, but man, I had forgotten how tough they were to watch. But that was a great game. Wisconsin had a kick return. It was like a 100-yard kick return for a touchdown, too. But it also reminded me how far Oregon's uniforms have come, because those were atrocious. Those were back in the crooked number days.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago. But
Because there have been, I mean, they change their numbers every, or they change their, do a full uniform turnover every 3 years because they want to be able to market that you can come to Oregon and then you can end up playing in a jersey that you yourself can contribute to designing. That's part of the deal. But so that iteration, those numbers were large and robotic and awful, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the color was ugly. Is that, yeah, they've come a long way. Also, just random, but I was looking at that game and it was the 2020 Rose Bowl. So it was 2019 season, but the game was played in January 2020, New Year's Day 2020. So most likely a giant super spreader event because that was right before COVID.
Yeah.
At any rate, as this texter puts it, and he is exactly right, on the Vancouver Four text line, the quality of play from those crystal ball teams were painful to watch and are even tougher to watch when compared to now. And that's exactly right. It's real. And I remember all the criticism of the offense with crystal ball and everything, but man, now that we've seen how good Justin Herbert is in the NFL and you compare it to how the Ducks have played since crystal ball left, it really is shocking how awful that was.
That was the Oregon and yet fans' they won constant the gripe, though, was that you're able to get all these dudes and all these guys who are supposed to be able to unleash hell on their opponents, and you just don't get much as you should. They never achieve their full potential as far as just their football output.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was crazy, and that, you know, if you have the Origin Sports channel, keep an eye on games. Like, it's just totally random stuff. One was Drew Brees against. It was college. Purdue was playing somebody. I don't know. They just show totally random things. But it's actually really cool if it's a game you've seen before to go back and watch it and see how your view has changed of it when you rewatch it and how much you misremember. But anyway, I was thinking about Herbert. And, you know, that guy is going to go down, could end up going down as the most accomplished quarterback ever out of the University of Oregon or the state of Oregon. You know, I mean, you have Joey, you have Mariotto, you have Fouts, Achille, number one draft pick. I mean, we all know who they are, but, you know, if Herbert stays healthy, I mean, is he not going to have the best numbers of all? The only guy that would be comparable would be Fouts, right?
Yeah, in the NFL? I think that's the only person left for Justin to probably surpass.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But where would he end up? Where would Herbert, where will he end up in the pantheon of Duck quarterbacks?
Lower than most of those guys.
Yeah.
Because of the restraints because that Cristobal had on him, it seems.
Because his college career wasn't that, it just wasn't
it
that
It wasn't as
great.
Impressive as his talent level.
Yeah, because they were 4-8. Because they show him, Tom Rinaldi's out there interviewing him after the game, and he's crying. And he's like, oh my God, 4-8 to this is just unbelievable. And he's bawling. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot they were 4-8. He was there with Helfrich, right?
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, because he had three different head coaches in his time there. And I think he had four different offensive coordinators in his time there.
So he just kind of gets, as great as he is in the NFL, and he's excellent, his Oregon career kind of gets lost in the shuffle. He doesn't have that big moment, even though he won the Rose Bowl. Joey's moment winning that Fiesta Bowl is way bigger.
Oh, that was, because that was also like, that wasn't a matchup like this. That was a 2-4, right? Against Colorado in the Fiesta?
2-4.
Like ranking.
Yeah, because they thought that Oregon should be playing in the championship game, and they would have played Miami. And then Mariota, I mean, he's probably number one in the pantheon of Oregon quarterbacks because...
Well, the fact he won a Heisman by a landslide.
And then he played in almost won him a title.
Mm-hmm.
But so he's probably number one just based on his Oregon career. But Justin Herbert could end up being the most accomplished of all of them by a lot.
Yeah.
And still is just... Maybe it's his quiet nature or how his career played out with the different coaches and in the offenses. But he... I don't know. It's just weird, his place in Oregon history based on all that stuff.
Well, and it's strange when you get to see it exactly as it played out through the identical lens without just kind of the warping of how your memory recollects everything happening, and you get to see it in its true form again. You're like, whoa, it really was like that.
Yeah. If you could go back and watch one Oregon game, if Origin Sports was going to play one past Oregon game and you could watch it, which one would you want to rewatch?
I don't think it's that close. I think it's the 21-3 comeback erased against Jim Harbaugh's Stanford team. That game was an absolute party. It looked like...
Was that at Autzen?
It was at Autzen, and they were losing 21-3 after the first quarter, and Stanford was a top 25 team. They might have been top 15 or top 10. And, things were looking horrible, and that was like... I think that was like the peak Chip Kelly. Like, it doesn't matter how many points you score on us, our offense can take anybody over. And I just remember that one being absolutely magical. I mean, you also have, I would say, and I've seen it a couple times since I used to have it on my DVR, but the Oregon-Wisconsin Rose Bowl that Russell Wilson couldn't get the spike off. That was like a, 47-45 game or something like that.
Great game.
DeAnthony Thomas went nuts in that one, and it went all the way down to the wire with Russ Wilson. I mean, that's an all-timer for me as well.
You know what I'd like to watch is I'd like to go back and watch the entire game of the Oregon-Oklahoma fumble.
Yeah, I've seen that on like ESPN Classic before.
Yeah, because it was, I remember it being, say again, this is, in my head, that was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the score, but I remember obviously, I'm talking about the play where Oregon miraculously comes out with the fumble.
Yeah, or didn't.
No, they didn't at all.
Because Oklahoma player's holding it after the whole thing.
That I just to go back and watch that whole game, that was a huge game at the time. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
At Autzen, and Oklahoma coming into town was a big deal.
Adrian Peterson was their running back.
Yeah. Dude, that's...
I think Adrian Peterson and Jonathan Stewart ran for like a combined 325 yards that day or 350, something like that. Like, Peterson, I think, went for over 200 and Stewart went over 150.
Do you remember the final score? Because I don't.
Boy.
But I remember it being a good game.
Well, it was 34-33, I think.
Really?
Is that right?
Ah, you're right.
Yeah.
September 16, 2006.
Oregon was down 13.
Yep.
Dixon hit Brian Pasinger to bring it to within six. Then you have the onside kick. Then you get another touchdown, and then Blair Phillips blocks the field goal at the end to steal the victory.
You said they were down how many?
13. Well, I know when like they were down 13 in the last 2 minutes or whatever it was.
It was 33-20.
Yeah.
With 3 minutes left.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was at that game. I was a sophomore that year.
Oh.
And I was actually interning for the Oregon Athletic Department. So I was helping usher recruits around for that game. And part of the deal is for NCAA rules, you couldn't allow recruits on the field during the game. They could be there up until about 10 minutes before kickoff, and then they could be there as soon as the clock hits zero, but not in between. And so usually the fastest way to get them back to the locker room to see the postgame speech was via the field. But if you have a field storming situation, wrangling like 20 recruits who are there on official visits is near impossible. So we were trying to herd cats, getting these kids into the locker room to see Bilotti's postgame speech after this like epic win.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I mean, at this stage of Oregon's football growth, we could do a whole segment on favorite or best games, because they've piled up now. There are a lot of great, you know, the Colorado Fiesta Bowl win. They blew them out, but that was amazing.
Yeah.
Of course, it all started with Kenny Wheaton.
Yep.
But, you know, you go just in the last 10, 15 years, there's a lot of really memorable games. The win at Michigan.
Well, the one, yeah, that the fake Statue of Liberty, that was incredible. People mentioning here the Rose Bowl win over, there was the semifinal game against Jameis Winston, giving Jameis Winston his first loss in college, or his only loss in college, when you just blasted Florida State.
The only thing I remember about, they kicked the crap out of him. The only thing I remember about that game is they snapped it over Winston's head, right?
It wasn't even that they snapped it over. Did he pick it up? Because I remember him backpedaling, and he fell over and dropped the ball.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
But yeah, our mind's eye are seeing the same thing.
Yeah. All right. Text the Vancouver Ford text line, if you wish.
Ooh, the USC-Oregon Halloween night game.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Classic.
It's a really good one.
And Oregon State's got some big games, too.
There have been some really good Civil Wars. There were a couple, like, Civil Wars for the Roses. The one where that was at Autzen, where Jeremiah Mazzoli needed, like, a 4th-and-3 to send Oregon to the Rose Bowl and to keep Oregon State out. Whoever was winning that game won the whole thing, and it came down to the last play.
Well, I remember a lot of Oregon State-USC games that were wild.
Yeah.
The Reggie Bush in the fog and all that. All right. Well, anyway, I saw that on Origin Sports, and Justin Herbert in that Rose Bowl, and that game was terrible. Well, it was a good game. It was a fun game.
But it wasn't great football.
Like, here's bottom line. Don't ever go back and watch Mario Cristobal's offenses at Oregon. Jesus. Even with an NFL prototype quarterback.
Sometimes they could abuse people in the run game, but even that got painfully stale and vanilla.
Right. All right, we'll get to Sports Snorts and the Brady Roast coming up. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.